Hi everybody. I was having a discussion recently on just how many jabs do we think that those who have third-partied their immune health to Big Pharma will take? And the answer appears to be an infinite numbers, quite honestly, because they've abandoned they are or they have been made to abandon the concept that they and their immune systems are their best defense against not just COVID-19, but most kinds of viruses that come the way of the human body. One of the complexities is, of course, when it comes to the COVID-19 jabs, when it comes to the administration of the gene therapy, is that it requires people to go along to get jabbed down the local jab center or in schools or wherever they can send in nurses to stick the needles into people's vein. So that's a bit of barrier, you see that one. And clever people are working ways around it. So I wanted to play you this short clip from where else? Australia. Listen up to this.
And if you're scared of needles, Australian researchers are a step closer to delivering a COVID vaccine in a patch. The method is so simple, it could even be administered at home.
It's about the size of a 50-cent piece, and it's simple to apply. The tiny patch comes packaged in an applicator. One click, and you're vaccinated.
The application itself feels a lot like a good flick. I think the patch vaccine technology has the potential to be a game changer.
Clinical trials in humans are set to start next year, and this is how it works. On that tiny patch, there's dozens of tiny needles, so small you'd need a microscope to see them. They're coated in vaccine that seeps below the skin surface.
I can see a future where we can send this vaccine out to people and they can self-administer.
Oh, hey, it's time to party. You can self-administer it. You can give yourself the clot shot. You can give yourself the killer jab. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? You don't even have to go out. You can sit in the comfort of your own living room, put the little 50p mechanism thing on your arm, click, and in go all the needles coated in experimental gene therapy juice. In the Dr. Fauci sauce. Yeah, you can do it yourself. Therefore, so much more convenient, I think, to sit at home and kill yourself rather than have to go out to your doctors or to the local health centers where they dispense the poison. So this is what they're thinking about now. The patch vaccine therapy, whereby essentially they remove the middleman. And so I presume what happens is essentially, I presume what your doctor or the health service or whatever, they just send you the conveniently packaged applicator, and you just set it on your arm and you click. Now, I'm not sure, they haven't done tests apparently based on that in humans yet, but the tests will commence, I think, this year. And we'll have to see where we go with that one. But could that be the next phase in this kind of Malthusianism experiment with humanity, whereby having jabbed people, having got the vaccinators out there, the army of vaccinators out there jabbing people, we're now getting to the point where, yeah, we don't need them anymore because people accept the fact that they need to take jabs every 4 months or so, something like that. You've got to take a jab. You've got to get the Fauci juice in you every 4 months. So if that's the case, it does kind of make sense that what you would then do is you just send people through the post their vaccine, and they don't have to use a needle. They just put a little round patch thing on their arm, click, and in go, as the clip showed, dozens of tiny micro-sized needles, and they get the juice into you. They get the clot shot right into where it needs to go. And is this the way humanity's going to go? Are we going to become essentially a junkie nation? Because it seems to me that a big percentage of the population have already become essentially junkies. They're hooked on the notion that if they get these jabs, be they from a needle or through a patch, if they get these jabs frequently enough, then that gives them the much needed protection that they think they need. Just like a junkie thinks, if I can just get another hit, that'll keep me going. And I've got to keep, and then until the next time I need a hit. So I think we are being seduced by Big Pharma into becoming essentially, yes, a nation of junkies who crave pharmaceutical interventions for things that we actually have a much better alternative to. One of the most disgraceful things I've read in the last 3 or 4 days, which you may have seen, it came out when I was away, was an article in the Daily Mail by Dr. Michael Mosley, in which he unbelievably claimed that natural immunity from your own immune system is much less efficacious than vaccine-induced immunity. And that's the absolute inversion of what we know to be the case. Because we know, for example, if you had SARS-CoV-1 in 2003 and you got immunity from that, that's lifelong. It lasts for the rest of your life. It doesn't fade like the jabs do after 10 weeks. But yet here we have a so-called respected scientist writing in the Daily Mail, basically suggesting that the jab technology provides you with better immunity than the human immune system biology. And all scientific evidence is to the contrary to that there. So this is the sort of the dystopian world that we're being asked to walk into, whereby we just have to trust big pharmacy that it will find good solutions to problems and jab them into our bodies, and it's all going to end up really well and there's not going to be any problems. And don't worry about the VAERS system, don't worry about the yellow card system, everything's super duper safe. What could possibly go wrong? Thanks for listening.